Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good day. Oh, I can't multitask. How are you? Welcome to Real Metaphysical Talk. My name is Joan. I am your host. Here we are with another episode of a 30-minute show designed to massage the brain and get you thinking and excited about learning new things. There we go. Chat room is open. I see some people. Hi out there. I've got some callers waiting on the line. Thank you. And hopefully I'll be getting to your questions soon. Today's topic on this day of April 16th, the relaxation day for those who finally got their taxes done. Anyhow, April 16th, 2015, and the topic is spirit animals, spirit guides, totem animals, animals in general, our favorite daily and hairless friends, feathery friends, too, maybe bugs and crickets and all those other assorted beasts. Okay. Wanted to remind you, you can follow me here on Blog Talk Radio by logging in, creating your own account, and following along, and you can see when shows are created and if there's any new messages that are sent out. Knock on wood, hopefully there won't be any more emergencies anytime soon. But that's okay. That's what life's about. We have to take the good with the bad. Be flexible. Stay positive. At least try to. All right. And then, of course, if you're not following at Blog Talk Radio, you can find me on Facebook and find the show at Real Metaphysical Talk. You can do the search for the show name, or you can type in facebook.com/ Real Metaphysical Talk. Great. All right. Here we are. Last week, we discussed in our previous episode psychometry. And I showed or discussed, presented my case as to how we are all affected by it. Yes, we don't think about that. But yes, we have psychometry. We deal with it every day. One of the things at the very end I was discussing, cleansing, because I think that's very important. Whether I talk about it with psychometry or I talk about it in general, I do want to discuss cleansing at some point in greater detail. But I do want to remind you, my favorite listeners, that cleansing can be as simple as taking a shower, taking a bath. If you do it on the regular, if you do it regularly, daily, twice a day, some people, however you do it, if there is a routine that you have, even sleeping, if it's the last thing you do in the evening or in the morning, whenever you sleep, you can take the time to do a 1 minute, 30 seconds, even as fast as 30 seconds. That's all you need to reset yourself, to cleanse your area, to shower yourself with white light, gold light, depending on the light or color that you'd like to use. You can use sage in your house. You can use salt in your house, sea salt. You can use salt in your car. You can use it on your stones. You can carry the stone. Remember, I talked about what I call the vinegar of crystals. Check back on that show. You'll find out. I believe the vinegar of crystals I discussed episodes ago. But I will give you a little clue. It's orange, and it's one of my favorite stones. Carnelian. Okay, so there it is. I let it out of the bag. But I still want you to go back and listen to the show. I discussed its best uses. Well, today's, as I said, April 16th. In 2 days, we're coming up on a new moon, people. New moon. Time to clear out the old, begin anew, set your new plans in place, start to think ahead, keep the positivity. What you think, you create. All of our thoughts are very powerful. We need to make sure that we're setting our intentions, getting ready to write them down. You can write them down, begin to write them down now, but we want to set our intentions. Remember, as I said, thoughts are powerful, so we want to create positivity in our lives, positivity for those around us. If we're looking to just make minor changes, even write those down. I would like to start saving $5 a week. Find a way to put that $5 somewhere. Or, you know, if you're looking to save more money for a vacation, that's an intention. If you're looking to say hi to 5 different people at the office or wherever it is you may work, or if you're looking to meet new people, if you're looking to work a little harder, if you want to start a fitness regime, you can say, all right, I'm going to walk 10 minutes today at a fast pace. So you set it that every day for 10 minutes, and you set your goal, set them small, and you can basically increase them and give yourself more time. Now, as I said, cleansing, you're going to see a connection here, or hear the connection. Cleansing allows you the time to relax. It's like a routine, like I said, with setting your intention, setting your goal. Cleansing is the same thing. So you're setting your goals, you're setting your intentions. With this new moon, you're doing the same thing. We're writing a new moon check. If you don't know what that is, I will link you up on the Facebook page, new moon checks, so that you can request assistance from the universe through the law of abundance. We are looking forward to the new moon. Now, what does this new moon have in store? I know we're all asking, what does this new moon mean? Basically, we are seeing it is a tendency to seek different connections, to look at things in a different light, to join separate concepts in search of a greater understanding. So, it's bringing the two sides together, bringing the sides so that you can see what's going on from a different perspective. Step back. Turn the corner. Look from that side. What's happening is this new moon is all about, as I've heard and I've read, it's make love, not war. We want to come to compromise. We don't want to stir the pot. We don't want to provoke people. We don't want to provoke ourselves. So we're trying to find, it's all about understanding. It's all trying to find that compromise, finding our understanding by looking through someone else's eyes. And yet we are at the end of a cycle. We're beginning that new moon, and we just started spring last month. So here we are. We're beginning anew. This new moon is very gentle, not as strong as some of the other new moons that we've had where things are stormy and things got to end and this has got to start. It's got to be bold. This one, very nice, very smooth. But if we don't make a conscious effort to keep things calm, things will get out of control. Situations can get out of control. Our emotions. New moon new moon in April 18th is at 28 degrees Aries. But it's also talking about finding things together like with Pisces, because it's right at the very end of Pisces. It's actually saying 28 degrees of Aries, so really it's the end of Aries. This whole thing is bringing things together. Pisces is very emotional. Aries is the go-getter, the start, as we had talked about this before. Remember that the new moon is all about the darkness, giving peace and tranquility while we are waiting for our seeds of intention to take root. We're creating these seeds. We're creating these new beginnings. They're not going to happen immediately. We have to nurture them. We have to give them water. We have to give them time. So there are things that will happen. We're going to have some bumps in the road. This is also a time where we have greater psychic sensitivity, greater sensitivity on how we feel. We might be struggling to answer one particular question, but we can't get past the initial, our initial response. But rather than judging our own situation, how about looking at it as if you were answering the questions for someone else? How would you answer that? How would you answer their question? What if this was one of your friends, and how would you approach them with the situation at hand, as if they brought it to you? Can you look at your situation very open-minded and without judgment? Because we are, of course, our harshest critics. Take it easy this weekend. Take it easy for the next week. Look at things calmly, coolly, and if you are feeling the need to react, give yourself some time. At least give it some thought so that while you're in the process, if you can keep a level head, this new moon will provide you with great growth in the months to come. Okay. Now that we've addressed that, I would like to talk about our subject, spirit animals. Just as readers, psychic readers, just as shamans too, shamans are mainly related or can be related to animals, but that's not always the case because animals are all around us, of course, animals, beasts, insects, you name it, birds, what have you, and yet we use these animals as symbols. For example, butterfly necklaces or dragonfly earrings, possibly the little stuffed kitty cats or that we get for people, the Easter bunny that we just were celebrating, or little chicks. We've got, you know, chickens. You can go down the road. Snakes, people think, oh, that was designated as evil. Well, no, that's not always the case. Spirit guides can come in the form of animals and spirit animals. It is a natural connection that we have to animals and, of course, to our own spirit guides. They can, this connection shows us our connection to the actual animal kingdom, whether we are in an urban setting, whether we are in out in the country, whether we're, you know, wherever we may be, there's always an animal that can come across our path. If you are experiencing problems with raccoons, what does the raccoon mean? Or ants, possibly. Do you see maybe a blue heron that flies over periodically? Do you have an owl that visits in your area? Bats again, too. I think I mentioned that already. If you're walking on a path, do you see a lizard or things of that nature? Spiders. Are spiders always following you around? What do these animals mean? Well, I'm here to help you out with that. We're going to give you a few meanings. This is courtesy of Stephen Farmer. There are several people out there that actually can provide you with their meaning. But sometimes you can look in your life, just take a general consensus of what people are putting out. You can do searches on the internet. People are saying for you as to what that animal might mean. And you can get readers to actually give you a sense of an animal. Maybe you have something that has been following you around. That could be the animal that's actually working with you at this point. And there's something about that animal's meaning that you need to learn. Just as it is with any message that we may see, a red bird, a cardinal. What does the cardinal have to say for you? Do you relate that animal or that bird or whatever it is to something in your life or to something from your past? So as I had mentioned, we've got several different animals. Anyone in the chat room, you can, of course, throw them out to me. I do have a couple phone calls I will get to you shortly. Ladybugs, for example. Everybody sees a ladybug, the first thing they think, oh, let's make a wish, of course. But if it is with you, make a wish, your wish can be granted. Structure a time each day where you can pray or meditate. Something you thought that was lost and gone will be making its way back into your life. This is the possible, you know, these are meanings for the ladybug. What can this mean to you? It also can show you that you are protected, you're shielded from irritation, annoying behavior of others. You know, then of course, with these bugs, it's things that you're seeing, animals, the heron. I've mentioned the heron. If you see an heron, those of you named Aaron, but if you see a heron, Maybe Darren, same thing. You're looking at an opportunity. You're approached by an opportunity just at a slow, leisurely pace. But now's the time to grab it. Go for that. Meet the challenge. If some way is not working for you, try another. Don't get stuck, which is actually a great, great animal totem to have right now. It's taking full responsibility for who you are, going for the gusto. Also, the great blue heron can mean you know what's best for you. Take some time for self-examination. Look within. Know your motivations, your actions, your feelings, and limiting beliefs. But take time and then make a decision. So the blue heron is telling you to slow down. You've got the power within, but look at yourself, look within. And then, of course, the heron in general, you've approached your opportunity, and now it's time to take it. Those of you that are having, some people, you have the fox as your intuitive guide, as your spirit animal. Maybe you relate to this animal. You really love that animal. It's one of your favorites. Trust your intuition with the fox and be wary of someone you're involved with who's attempting to trick you in some way. You have intelligence, your ingenuity. You can use that right now rather than confrontation. Blend in with your surroundings. Move with stealth. Keep your intentions to yourself. It is also time to express yourself more freely with the fox. Consider animals, especially the ones that you like. Consider how they move. Animal Planet is probably one of the best ways to view. You can even jump on YouTube. Take a look at how the animals move and how they are in nature, how they cooperate with the other animals. You look at the system of hierarchy. Okay, cats. Oh, let me go back before I hit. Well, I'm going to talk about cats, and then I'll hit this other one. And then we're going to take a caller. With the cat. This is a time for self-sufficiency. See, if you're a cat owner, you're always going to have cats around. And yes, you could be that, I don't want to say it, but I guess I'm going to put it out there, that people refer to as the cat lady or the cat man. But anyways, if you're not a cat owner and you're seeing a cat that's constantly visiting, this cat's saying this is a time for self-sufficiency and trust in your own capabilities. Listen closely to your intuitive guidance. It's like someone is trying to communicate with you. This is a time of magic and mystery, so pay close attention to your signs and the omens that are trying to direct you. Cats move very gracefully. Consider your movements as being easy and graceful, enjoying how you move. Maybe use it through dance. A cardinal. I mentioned a cardinal. A lot of people I know, some type of relation or thought or connection with the cardinal. Someone needs your compassionate or loving attention and has flagged you down to get it. Think of the red. Think of that stop sign. Or stop and observe your surroundings. It's telling you to be creative. Heed your intuitive guidance to be creative. Add color to your life. It's time to explore your thoughts, your faith, your beliefs, and open your eyes and hearts for a fresh new look. Perfect right now for this new moon, especially if you're starting to see cardinals. I do want to say the blue jay, too. Sorry, caller, I will get to you. Pay with the blue jay. Pay close attention to your nonverbal clues that tell you when someone is trying to deceive you. Whatever the situation that may have triggered some fear, attack it boldly and courageously. Blue jays tend to do that. They like to assess the situation and jump right in and take control. Blue Jays also tell you to choose one or two projects that you have started and finish them to completion. It also wants you, the Blue Jay wants you to assess your main gifts and talents, develop that plan, and figure out how to use your gifts and talents to the best of your ability, and then take purposeful action. Yes, good animals so far. Hopefully I can cover some of the animals that you're looking for. All right. We're going to take this caller at the 720 area code. Hello, 720 area code. How are you? My name is Joan. Welcome to the show.
Hi. My name is Ivatar. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you today? Do you have a spirit animal that you have a question on?
Well, two of my totem animals, is one is a bald eagle and one is an owl. But here lately, the crow is really, really, really getting my attention. I was out taking a walk yesterday. And so, you know, I could see the crow flying, and he flew up in the tree, and he was talking, just kept talking to me and talking to him, and I said, hello. And then he flew over to make sure. He flew over to another tree, and he was just there talking to me. So, I mean, I've seen the crows, but they're coming closer and closer. So,
wow. That actually is a good thing. You know, people think the raven or the crow is very ominous, but it's not. The crow is all about a change. You can expect a big change happening. I'm seeing positivity here. The crow is talking to you and telling you, and I don't want to say warning, but it's letting you know there's something coming or there's something out of balance, but they want you to be aware of what of something coming along. You're about ready to get a glimpse into some future events that are actually going to affect you directly. So you're seeing the signs. You're being told something is coming now. Now begin to look for specific signs. So if you're starting to see more numbers, if they're starting to come closer, definitely be aware that your change is coming soon. And obviously with the new moon, I would expect it to happen within the next week.
Okay, when you say numbers, you mean like synchronistic numbers?
Well, when I say numbers, if your crow, if you have one crow and now you're going to have two and then there's four, I would expect to see things get bigger in your life, your situation, and that things are going to start to move quicker.
Okay. Yeah, because it was like, at first it was like, you know, they were there and then they started flying down like at my windshield where I could not, it was like three of them. But there was just the one today, but this is the first time I heard the crow actually speaking to me. This is the first time that ever happened.
Exactly. But know this, that you're actually growing to be more confident, more powerful, and more spiritually based, and you're going to begin to let go of your old self. This is great because
also pay attention
to your dreams. This is what the raven is telling you. So you've got a great spirit animal, and you've got the messages coming to you.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
You're welcome.
All right, great. You have a good evening.
You too. Thank you so much.
Sure, you're welcome. Great. It's nice when we have the animals actually visiting us and giving us the messages, and it's always good to find out what these messages mean. As I said, if you can't reach me today live on the air, you can always do a quick Google search or find me on Facebook, Real Metaphysical Talk, or you could also follow me on Blog Talk and drop me a line there. We're going to go to this 111 area code. I believe this might be a Skype caller.
Hi.
Hello, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, yes, I wanted to ask you, I had two dreams about thin snakes. Two snakes were above my head on the ceiling, and then like weeks later, I had a dream when I took a nap about a really, really thin snake coiled in the bathroom on the bathtub, and the voice told me that snake has been there three times and it has not bitten you. And then I turned to look at the snake and I looked into its face. It was like a brown snake. It was very, very thin. So what does that mean?
Okay. Well, with the snakes are all about going through significant changes, personal changes that are intense and dramatic. But remember, snakes, they fluff off your skin. So they're growing. They're getting bigger. You're getting bigger. You're going to feel a surge of energy. You're opening up to new channels of awareness. You're actually, and now that you're seeing the snake, you're seeing yourself. You could be looking at yourself making that change. You're not, maybe you're just waiting. Maybe it is a matter of, in fact, I want to do a quick look on the color brown. Brown is very earthy. The color brown is very earthy. You're very grounded. So maybe you're becoming more grounded to, you know, you've got your spirituality, you're learning about the metaphysical realm, you're learning about astrology, you're learning about your stones and crystals, but this is basically, with the snake, it's a time to, let's see here, trying to think, ground yourself in your situations. You've got something that you've been dealing with for a long time. You're going to start to see it in a new light. It does require a great deal of attention. I feel like that snake, and wow, with the water in the bathroom, water is all emotional. It's saying stay grounded. Make sure that you do see everything. You want to get out, well, let's see, you just said it was a brown snake, so it wasn't specifically a boa or a cobra, not a python or a rattlesnake. So I don't
it
think
was
it's
very
a
skinny.
Major. Yeah. Something very thin. So maybe the issues that are happening are not as, well, again, room for growth. I don't feel like it's something huge, but I do feel changes coming on. With the snake, you're going to create something new. You are becoming something new. But I feel with it, as you said, it's in the bathroom. It has to do with water. And the brown being, ground yourself. Do not become over-emotional in situations. If there's a decision that you're getting ready to make, look at it honestly. Look at it openly. Do not, I'm getting like, don't be emotional about it. Just be very fair and balanced about your decision. So I wouldn't worry too much.
Yeah. But yeah, the snake is pretty friendly.
I think these changes do feel positive, but you've got good things. So, you said one, two, and then the emotions. So you're going to change the way you feel. You're going to change how things are. You've got the good things happening. So, track your dreams, track what you've got going on, and let's go from there. And call back and let me know how everything happens, how everything falls out in the next couple weeks.
Thank you.
I'd love to hear from you.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're
Bye.
Welcome. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. So there we have a snake. Snakes are not always bad. Snakes can help us. Snakes can also teach us. It reminds me of the Harry Potter movies. And yes, Harry Potter was able to talk snake or parcel tongues. But even in our dreams, we can communicate with animals. I feel can communicate with our animals, our pets, just by looking at them. I believe they understand us. I believe even out when we're in our yards and when we're out in nature, animals are trying to communicate with us at all times. We have plenty of animals that are trying to give us messages, and whether it from the universe, or whether it be from our loved ones, we always have something to hear. There's always a message for us as we go out throughout our days, throughout our weeks, and throughout our life. Spirit animals, there's so many that I could go over, and I know I'll have to do this in another show, but I appreciate you listening. Thank you for joining me here on Real Metaphysical Talk. Again, if you want to reach me, you can find me here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can follow me on Facebook at Real Metaphysical Talk. This is Joan signing off with another episode. I look forward to hearing from you all soon. Have a good evening.